One thing that would help to resolve matters would be evidence of interbreeding, but that is not at all easy to prove or disprove from fossils. In 1999, archaeologists in Portugal found the skeleton of a child about 4 years old that died 24,500 years ago. The skeleton was modern overall, but with certain archaic, possibly Neanderthal, characteristics. Unusually sturdy leg bones, teeth bearing a distinctive shoveling pattern, and, though not everyone agrees on it, an indentation at the back of the skull called a supraniac fossa, a feature exclusive to Neanderthals. Eric Trinkaus of Washington University in St. Louis, the leading authority on Neanderthals, announced the child to be a hybrid, proof that modern humans and Neanderthals interbred. Others, however, were troubled that the Neanderthal and modern features weren't more blended. As one critic put it, if you look at a mule, you don't have the front end looking like a donkey and the back end looking like a horse. Ian Tattersall declared it to be nothing more than a chunky modern child. He accepts that there may well have been some hanky-panky between Neanderthals and moderns, but doesn't believe it could have resulted in reproductively successful offspring. I don't know of any two organisms from any realm of biology that are that different and still in the same species, he says.